Welcome to the Cryptid Corner, the podcast where we discuss some of your favorite tales, cryptids, monsters, and more, and exactly how they came to be what we know them as today. As always, I'm your host, Casey, and welcome to the Cryptid Corner, the second episode of 2021. I think this episode is actually episode 22. But yeah, the second episode of it, 2021. So we'll jump right in. This week we're going to be discussing Gremlins, which I know has been made popular by that. I think the movie was made in the 90s. We'll go into it a little bit in this episode. But a gremlin is a mythological creature similar to a fairy or a goblin, which had their origins during the World Wars, like World War I and World War II, in which they were said to cause havoc on aircraft, a trait which they have been continually given since their, since their creation or since they were first thought of. Though in time, their destructive nature has come to include almost any type of technology. So gremlins are actually known to be like mischief-wreaking little creatures that cause like mechanical issues or any sort of issues with technology to kind of sabotage people. It is said that gremlins showed humanity how to create machinery, leading humanity to an invention boom in the Industrial Revolution. But humans showed these little creatures neither recognition nor acknowledgement for all the help that they gave us. So goes the lore surrounding gremlins. Angered by humans' ingratitude, gremlins from that point on would sometimes cause sabotage man-made machines, or they would lead breakdowns to happen and accidents, sometimes with fatal results. So it's been known to lead to the death of some humans. Their acts of sabotage include caused engine failures, electrical malfunctions, communication shutdowns, bad landings, freak accidents, and etc., things of that nature. Pretty much anything else that could possibly ever go wrong with an aircraft, like, they would say that gremlins are responsible for it. Although not popularly used until after World War II, the myth of the gremlin seems to be older. The earliest example going back to the 1920s, it may have been a way for airmen and for airmen to explain like faults in their aircrafts or malfunctions, which were often seen as inexplicable, and over time they became a part of the public imagination. Earliest literary reference to gremlins, it was in Pauline Goler's 1938 novel, the ATA, Woman with Wings, where Scotland is depicted as Gremlin Country, a rugged territory where gremlins utilize scissors to cut wires of biplane engines. The author Roald Dahl, if I said that right, it's Roald Dahl, is credited with getting the gremlins known outside of the Royal Air Force, but while Roald is the person who should be acknowledged for getting gremlins known worldwide, it is the 1984 film Gremlins that made gremlins instilled into the public's memories. The movie that I mentioned earlier, I thought it was in the 90s, but I guess it was 1984 is when that was released. I'm not sure how many they made. I know there's a second one, but I don't know if they ever made a third one. I know there's been talks of making a new Gremlins movie to be released soon, but I'm not really sure if that's actually going to come to fruition or not. We're going to discuss a little bit more about like the gremlins' physical appearances and their physical descriptions when we come back from this break. Welcome back to the Cryptic Corner. Physical descriptions of gremlins may vary. They're described as being a little humanoid elves, wearing red or green bubble-breasted frock coats, hats with feathers and pointy shoes. Their skin colors range anywhere between green, gold, pink, or red. Other depictions from different people give gremlins a more sinister appearance. They look feral and have hairy bodies, large pointy ears, glowing red eyes, and horns. More reports describe gremlins as having nude gray skin, somewhat reptilian in appearance, and have a big mouth with sharp teeth. There have been reports that say gremlins look like jackrabbits, bull terriers, or some combination of both. In some cases, they are reported to be composed of mists or smoke, which is horrifying. Some accounts mention gremlins having merfolk features such as webbed hands and feet and fins in some cases. Some reports say gremlins possess bat-like wings. Size depictions also vary. Gremlins are said to be anywhere between a mere 6 inches tall all the way up to 3 feet in height. So that's a pretty good swing there for what height they could possibly be. In some cases, they are said to have big feet with suctions on their soles, or even leather shoes with hooks, both of which would enable gremlins to walk about or hang upside down on the outside of an aircraft. Gremlins during World War I and World War II were thought at one point to have sympathies towards the Axis and the Central Powers, but then the Axis and the Central Powers had similar and equally inexplicable mechanical problems in their military machines, hinting that gremlins are equal opportunity tricksters, apparently taking no sides in the conflict and acting out in their mischiefs from their own self-interest. Gremlins have become a staple of fiction and inspired many mischievous and or malicious beings throughout the ages, the most famous of which are arguably the titular monster and comedy horror movie, The Gremlins, that we were discussing, though these monsters bear little in common with the folkloric creatures, like how they were known to be, they're mainly known to cause failures with the mechanics of, like, airplanes and stuff like that, and so it's something that came up like in the Royal Air Force, although there were things that dated them much further back, but that's how they're most well known. But so after the movie Gremlins came out with the Mogwais and, you know, don't feed it after midnight, don't get it wet and all that, that's kind of what we think of as a gremlin today. The origin of the modern term gremlin is disputed, but it's often said to derive from the old English word grim, which is G-R-E-M-E, which means to vex or annoy. Gremlins probably have roots in the old folklore of goblins and fairies, like we mentioned earlier. That's all the information I could really gather about gremlins, and so that's all we have for you this week at the Cryptic Corner. Just a reminder that you can get any cryptic merch that you need at www.crypticmerch.com, which I will link into the description of this episode. I'm working on new designs to be put on the apparel and the different things like mugs and stuff that you can find at the in the merch store. So hopefully in the next couple weeks or maybe a month or so, we'll have some new designs coming out there for those for the merch. Once again, guys, I've been your host Casey, and remember, stay creepy.